Jay Miller, the Love host of the Church Radio. Listen, I thank everyone for joining in.
That's all right. That's
to our episode.
Come on.
Everybody just clap your hands. Everybody just clap your hands. Everybody over there just clap your hands. Everybody over there just clap your hands. Everybody come on, just clap your hands. Everybody just clap your hands. Everybody just clap your hands. Everybody just clap your hands. Come on.
God bless you, everyone out there. This is Minister Jay Miller. Thank you for tuning in. Listen, this is a show that has been very inspiring. We've been talking about a lot of different issues, but tonight is going to be part three of The Legacy of Dr. Nancy A. Spearman. So we're looking forward to different ones calling in, people calling in from all over, and we're looking for some more people to call in and just share their testimonies and their experiences of, you know, how this great woman of God has touched their lives and what they're doing today and just different things like this. Tomorrow, which is August 23rd, will be the kickoff of the Gospel Jamboree Revival being held in Trenton, New Jersey. The location will be 2931 West Front Street in Trenton, New Jersey, downtown. And then on Saturday, August 24th at 1 p.m., well, starting at 11 p.m., there's going to be a parade starting at the Battle of Monument, marching its way down to Mill Hill Park downtown. We have these great dynamic preachers that will be preaching each night. Tomorrow night, Friday night, will be Dr. Celeste Washington, a powerful woman of God. And on Saturday at 1 p.m., we'll have our Pastor Daryl Hill preaching outside under the tent. So the Gospel Jamboree Revival is going to be awesome. We're coming together to praise God in unity and strength. We're looking forward to an awesome time. We're looking forward to souls being set free, healing, deliverance. We're just going to have a great time, and it's going to be a powerful move of God tomorrow. I'm so psyched up right now. I'm looking forward to seeing people that I haven't seen in a long time, because Pastor Spearman, Dr. Nancy Spearman, she touched a lot of people's lives. And we would come together and praise God. Services would be off the hook. So tomorrow I'm looking for a most powerful time. To kick off, we're here. The Gospel Jamboree is here. And this is what this show really has been all about. This is part three. We've been honoring this woman. We've been giving testimonies. We've been just having a great time, laughing, just enjoying those memories. Without memory, we have nothing. You know what I mean? So it's great to be able to remember the great, awesome times that we've had over the years and the things that we're looking forward to have in this new generation. Passing on praise, passing on dedication, passing on, you know, just that powerful move that has kept us all these years in our lives, that had impacted us so very, very much. At this time, we have our Pastor Angie Gibson on the telephone with us live on the air. How you doing, Pastor Gibson?
Amen. God bless you. I'm excited. I'm running around right now, even as I'm driving. Amen. Into the call. I'm calling into the call. I'm driving around now trying to get prepared for tomorrow. I'm excited. Can't wait for the explosion of the Holy Ghost that's going to take place in that building on tomorrow and on Saturday.
Yeah, it's going to be an awesome time. I know you've been working very hard in this. You've been doing a lot, and it's not something that's just easy. This wasn't something that's just thrown together, even though it wasn't a longer period of time that we had, but it was something that, you know, was we put some work in. Some work is going into this. And I believe it's going to turn out great. It's going to turn out great. I believe, do we have our Pastor Johnson on the phone with us? Yes.
I'm here. I am here.
How you doing, Pastor Johnson?
I'm blessed, excited, and I'm ready to go. I'm ready
you
to
sound
give
like you're
for
ready
Jesus.
Too. Yes, yes. I'm ready to dance
Minister
for Jesus
Jermaine,
too.
As I was getting ready, as I was running around today, something came to my mind. I was thinking about Pastor Spearman. I remember one time I was sick. I had kidney stones. And it was a while ago, and at that time, you know, they didn't have advanced technology like they do today, so you had to pass the kidney stones, and I was sick. It was over 2 weeks. I was still home with kidney stones, and Pastor Spearman had Minister Clay tell me to get to the church because she had prayed over water. This was one night. It was miracle night in the service, and it wasn't a planned miracle night. It's just that the Lord's Spirit was in the building so heavy, and she prayed for this water, and she wanted me to get to the church and to drink this water that she had prayed over. And I'll never forget, I began to praise God. She told me, just praise God after I drank this water. When I left the building, I did not have those kidney stones. I can't even tell you what happened to the kidney stones. But I walked in the church, bent over and hurt. But when I left out of that service, I was just my normal self. So healing took place in that building because of the faith that she had, and by my obedience of getting to the church to get that water, amen, I was healed. So I thank God for that woman of God. She meant everything to me.
That's a strong testimony right there, because those are things that actually took place in the service. If you came to those services, man, God was there. It's like I said on the last show, the anointing was so strong on this mighty woman of God. Like, it's really hard to describe how anointed it. Man, it was just amazing. The atmosphere, you know, that she brought with her. And I knew Pastor Johnson, she even talked about how, you know, Pastor Spearman, how she fasted, how she prayed. And when you do those things, those are the results. Those are the things that you bring to an atmosphere when you lay before God and dedicate yourself to God. And I know that's what we need to do in this season, because,
now,
man, we need to learn.
He's getting a little better, but, like, you know, I'm a chronic person.
Hello?
Praise him. Amen.
Oh, Pastor Johnson, we want to hear from you tonight. What's in your spirit right now, Pastor Johnson?
Talk about that, Pastor Spearman. Often pray over water, and sometimes people will bring old jugs of water. She believed in divine healing. She only moved when God said do it. And I never forget Angie that night come in all bent over. Amen. But I tell you, God is a good God. She was such a woman of faith. She believed God. I mean, you can come to church feeling down. I don't care how down or sick you was. But when you left that service under her ministry, you left rejoicing, knowing that God had did the work. And I just so thankful. I thank God, amen. She was such a woman that you didn't have to worry about it. You can go to her and tell her your problem, and she didn't tell nobody, not even me. She never discussed people problem with me. She was a woman you could trust, and not everybody you can't trust these days. Amen. You should be able to trust your leader or have somebody you can go talk to. But she was a woman that didn't spread your problem. Even me, as I traveled with her, she didn't even tell me people problem, and I didn't ask because it wasn't my business. But I thank and praise God for who she was in my life. She taught me how to be myself. She always said, Geraldine, don't try to be like me. You be like God wants you. Nobody can beat you being you. And I thank God that was instilled in me. I went through the whole over 40 years, not trying to copy Pastor Spearman, but I want to be what God wanted me to be. And I thank God we work together hand in hand. But each of us had our own different ministry. But we worked under the same anointing and the same umbrella. So I just thank and praise God that the seeds that you planted in my life make me what I am today. Have me to able to be able to stand and go through some of the things that I thought I would never do. But I remember the teaching that I was brought up under, that good, solid word, holiness. I mean, she believed in holiness. She didn't believe in no shammy thing. But I thank and praise God she was a woman, and she would never die. She would never die. And I just thank God for her. And a lot of things I forgot, and sometimes during the day, a lot of the things come back, what happened on the road and how God healed, delivered, saved, and set free. But she just was a woman after God's own heart. And keeping all those, you used to call her Jesus' wife. We used to call her Jesus' wife because she was so holy and so anointed. So I just thank and praise God for her. And I'm glad that the Lord had her to come in all our lives. She touched all our lives throughout this country. And although I traveled with her, but she didn't love me no better than she loved anybody else. She loved everybody the same. And we just thank God for it. And tomorrow night, we just coming to honor the work that she done. Amen. Not putting no, making her out of a god, but we just coming and thanking God for the work that she have done. And let her know we appreciate it. And we are going strong in Jesus' name because of Nancy Ornitha Spearman.
Yes. Yes. Man, that's something. Pastor Gibson, how, since you've been doing this whole getting, working so hard with this gospel jamboree, how has that experience been to you? It's been...
Well, I wouldn't have it any other way because I do honor her legacy and, you know, in everything that I do in ministry, I try to make sure that, you know, all of the teachings that I've and the lessons that I learned from her show up in my ministry. So I wouldn't have it any other way. It's never easy, you know, when you're trying to get anything together. But so I count it an honor, Minister Miller. I count it an honor in order to be able to do this. Things are coming together. Of course, you know, the enemy always try to get his hands in everything that we do for Christ. So you just have to dismiss that and keep on working. But I know that in the end it's all worth it. I'm looking for souls to be saved and for people who have been down and hopeless to gain their strength back in these services. So it's an honor for me to work for the Lord, especially to work in her name.
That's awesome. Well, we have a caller in from area code 330. How you doing, caller? Hello? Caller? There's someone's on the line calling from a 330 area code. You can say something at this time. Hello, caller.
Hello, hello, hello,
yes.
Hello.
How you doing? Yes.
Good.
How are you?
You hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, I'm calling from Ohio.
How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you, sir?
Yes. Maybe ask who's calling from Ohio.
This is Minister Barbara Davis.
Oh, how you doing?
I'm good.
Thanks for calling in.
I'm blessed.
Thanks for calling.
Barbara Davis on the line. Praise God.
Okay. Who that? Evangelist Johnson on the line?
This is Angie, Evangelist Gibson. And
Angie.
Fine, also.
How are you, Angie?
Blessed.
You guys, you hear me okay?
Yeah, yes. Well, I hear you clear.
Okay, great. Excellent.
Well, listen, since you called in, when everyone calls in, this is the third show that we had. We just like to ask people, what does the legacy of Dr. Nancy A. Spearman mean to you?
Oh, boy. You know what? I don't have enough time to tell it all, so I'm just going to tell some of it. It's just
okay.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Pastor Nancy Spearman, there's no one. I have not met anyone in my entire life like her. No one. She changed my life spiritually. I would not be saved. I would not love God as much as I love God. And the thing that she did most for me is taught me how to be true to God, how to be really saved, if I could use that, really saved. She taught me that.
Mm-hmm.
She taught me how to not play, to be sincere, to just, it was, there was so much that she taught me, and I thank God that our paths met when she came to Ohio in a revival. It just seemed like our paths met. I was honored to drive her and Evangelist Johnson around to several of the locations here in Ohio, and her legacy is just awesome. There's just no one like her. She was a saved woman. She loved God and just taught me how to do that, and I thank God for her. I miss her so much.
Well, could you give us, like, some type of experience that stood out maybe in one of the services that you were in when she was preaching? Is there any moment that stands out to you, something you've seen or something that you just really experienced in those services?
I remember her. I remember so many messages. I remember I feel my hair growing back. There was a title of the sermon where she said something about I'm going bald, but I feel my hair growing back. And she talked about Samson. And, I mean, she just wrecked the church. She just wrecked the church. And I remember her, has hell made reservations for you. And I remember something. I remember during the Jamboree, we would do an outreach service. And we did an outreach service one day in Washington, D.C. We would always do an outreach service. And I remember going to the streets and witnessing to some of the people there. And she was there. And this I remember. And I remember we went to a park where there were homeless people, and they were laying on the benches and laying on the ground, and we passed out tracts, and we just let them know that we loved them and we cared about them and just kind of had conversation with them. And I remember we had service that night because we did the witnessing during the day, and we all came together for our service. And I think it was a gospel jamboree. And I remember we were in church, and we were close to the park that we had already gone to that day to witness. And there was this older gentleman. I will never, ever forget it. He was a homeless man, and we had talked to him, and he found his way to the church. And we were there. We were praising God, and he came, and he walked up the middle aisle. He stopped the service. He didn't care. He walked with the limp. His clothes were tattered and I don't know, I'm sure he just looked like he was homeless. So he came and he began to walk up the middle aisle of the church. We stopped and he went to the pulpit. Pastor Spearman said, "Come on up." The man came up to the pulpit, and I will never forget his words. He went to the mic and he said, "You know, I didn't know that anyone loved me. I didn't know that Jesus loved me." The man cried profusely, told the church up, "I will never be the same from that experience." And I remember Pastor Berman just giving him, whereas some people may not have given him that time. Maybe some people would have stopped him as he came to the door because he didn't look like us, okay? So didn't know what his intentions was, but she beckoned him to come up, come forth. And he got in the mic and said, "Didn't know anyone loved me until these people came again to park today." And that was an experience I will never forget.
Man. It
was awesome.
Yeah, that's a story. That's something right there. That's powerful. And you know something, just hearing you say that, that's what's needed right now. It's a whole lot of people out here that just need to know that they're loved.
Absolutely.
Man, that's something.
Absolutely.
Well, you said Evangelist Davis or Pastor Davis?
No, just Evangelist Barbara Davis. Yes.
Evangelist Barbara Davis. If you could give me one word, you can only use one word
one
to
word.
Describe
okay.
Pastor Spearman, what would that word be?
Honest.
Honest.
Totally. She defined the word. Totally. Yeah, she was spiritual. Yeah, she was all that. But she was totally honest. Honest. I mean, there was that I can't think of anything. I can think of a lot of things, but she said one word, so I'll use that.
Wow. A powerful woman of integrity. Honest. Wow. That's something. That's something. Well, listen, I'm going to give you a few. Is there anything else at this time that you just want to say about this woman? It could be anything. Is there anything else that you want to say?
I thank God for, there's just so much, and I don't want to take up the time, but she will forever, as long as I live on this earth, forever be in my heart. And I'm excited, for when I get to heaven, I'll be able to see Pastor Spearman. When my turn comes, I'll be able to see her. I'm excited about that. And I won't forget her. I don't know, they say you'll know people, you won't know people. I don't know about all that. All I know is I know her spirit. And I know I'll know her spirit when I get to heaven. And I thank God for her. I thank God. There's not been anybody in my, and I travel and I meet people, but I've not met anybody in my entire life like Pastor Spearman. I just haven't. And I'm not one to take the people and, you know, all that kind of stuff, because I know who I am. But she changed my life forever. And so that, and I thank you for giving me a chance to broadcast that. I don't know how far this radio station, but I want the world to know. I want the world to know that she changed my life. And one of those stars in her crown has got my name on it.
Man. Well, listen, Pastor Gibson, Pastor Johnson, is there anything that you want to say to Evangelist Barbara Davis?
But I just thank God for Evangelist Davis. Whenever we went to Ohio, she was Mama Driver. And she drove us everywhere we needed to go. And I remember one time, we was on the highway, Barbara was driving. And she was looking, reaching back or doing something, and fell out the car.
The
car was still running. I had to jump over that thing and put my feet on the brake, or she would have killed all of us. About that for many days. You remember that, Barbara?
Yes, I do, Pastor Joshua. Yes, I do. I remember that.
Yeah,
oh, God's better life. There was another testimony.
Yes, she was out driving. Mom loved Barbara because anywhere we needed to go, she took us around. She was so nice to us, and we just thank God. Appreciate God for having good sisters, you know. When you got good saints in your life, that makes a difference. We just thank God for Barbara. She's been there for us, financial, whatever we need. She just was so good. It's like a real daughter. We thank God for her. And I pray now that God will continue to bless her. Amen. And we just thank God for you, Sister Barbara. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, Pastor Johnson.
Well, Evangelist Davis, we thank you for calling in to the show today. We appreciate it. We were touched by your testimony. You told the story very well. It was very exciting listening to it. We just thank God for you. You know, we thank God for you taking the time out of your schedule and calling in and sharing in this. Because this great woman, she really deserves what we're trying to do in honoring her. And we thank you for being a part of it.
Thank you. Thank you so very much. God bless you. I'll be praying for the services.
I'm not able to come, but I will definitely be praying for the services, and I know that God is going to bless every person that's a part of that. So I thank God for you all. Thank you, Pastor Johnson, as well.
Thank you. Love you.
Love you, too.
All right. God bless.
God bless.
Hello, we have a caller from a 895 number. Hello, caller. 895 number.
Hello.
Right.
Hello.
Hello.
Praise
yes.
God.
How
are you?
Who's calling? Who are we talking to today?
This is Sister Eunice.
Oh, how you doing? How you doing?
How you doing?
Great. We're doing great.
I'm doing
was
good.
You listening? How long was you listening to the show so far?
I just got on. I have not been well today, but Sister Portia called me and reminded me, so I figured I'd just tune in and listen to everybody give their good talks about my good, dear friend, pastor, mother, sister, and everything else.
You just missed, I don't know if you got a chance to hear it, but Evangelist Barbara Davis from Ohio, she just called in.
Oh, I just cut the end of her.
Yeah, it was real good listening to her.
Oh.
Telling us down memory lane, it was good. It was real
oh,
nice.
Oh, good, good. I'm sorry I missed her. Yeah, I know she have the stories to tell. She's a long-time
yes.
traveler with Pastor Spearman.
Yes. Since
yes.
you called in on the show, we know this ain't your first time calling on the show since we've been doing this, but this is the last night before we go into the Gospel Jamboree Revival tomorrow, honoring her this weekend in service. So at this time, is there something on your mind, something on your heart, something that you want to share concerning her legacy, concerning her during this time right now?
Yes, as I stated before, Pastor Spearman left a legacy of love among the saints, the people that weren't saved, anybody. I mean, she had no certain pick of person that she showed her love to. She was just showing her love to the world. And it just comes to me, love. It's her love. And on top of her love and mixed with her love was her spiritual guidance. She was a very wise woman, a wisdom warrior, very wise. I mean, I used to just sit and listen to her talk. I used to love to sit after church and listen to her just give me spiritual meaning and just the meaning of different things that I didn't understand many things. And she would break it down so a child could understand. And, I mean, she just left a legacy of love. And that, not only in the city of Trenton, but she has been all over the world spreading her love. And she is truly missed here, but she's not forgotten in our hearts. Because if you traveled along with her long enough, you had no other choice but to pick up that love that she had and share that ourselves, not only with our family, our friends. We, too, I have learned how to show love to everyone. And like I said, I thank God for putting her in my life and traveling through the years I've traveled with Pastor Spearman down through the years, follow her and Pastor Johnson for many, many years.
Amen.
And I just thank God for Pastor Spearman, and I thank God for Pastor Johnson as well, because they were a mighty dual team. And I just thank God for them, and I thank God for how they impacted my girls' lives. I mean, my daughter was 3 years old, running behind Pastor Spearman records, and then came my daughter Shahara, and Shahara fell in love with her. She was just even a baby, 9 months old. How a baby even know that she's showing her love to a child? I mean, it's love just comes to my heart. And that's the kind of love that we as saints should share among ourselves. No matter, I mean, like, as my mother used to say, teeth and tongue fall out, but you can't get along. Teeth can't get along without the tongue, and the tongue can't get along without the teeth. And that's just how, and that's just how we were. And I thank God, like I said, for her passing through my life, because I'm the woman, the saved woman, filled with the Holy Ghost today due to Pastor Spearman introducing me to Christ. And I just want everybody to just continue to love one another. Show love. And let's be about love. And that's what I have to say. Love, love, love.
Well, thank you for sharing that tonight. Thank you for sharing.
Amen.
We appreciate you calling in. You don't have to hang up. But we're just going to move on to another few more callers that's on here waiting.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Thanks for giving me the space on your spot here.
Thank you, Eunice.
What's going on? We have our sister Portia on the line. What's up, Portia?
Hey, God bless you. I'm just listening tonight. I'm not saying anything. I can't wait until tomorrow gets here. That's it. I have a car full of kids, so I'm just listening in.
Okay. Thanks for calling. Thanks for listening in.
All right.
We have a caller from a 943 number.
Yep, that's me. Hello,
yes,
hello, hello. Hi, this is Sister
hello?
Shahira.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
We're doing good.
That's great.
Well, thank you for calling in. Well, since you called in, we're going to go through the same routine we do with everybody that calls in. We first like to start asking you, what does the legacy of Dr. Nancy Experiment mean to you?
Well, what Pastor Spearman, Aunt Nancy, as I called her, what her legacy meant to me, it meant a great deal, and it means a great deal just to even have had her in my life. Spiritually, she was a wonderful, wonderful woman of God, and it was just a great thing to be able to have had her in my time, and I'm so grateful to have had a chance to have ministered, have been able to be under her ministry, and as I believe my mother said, it was a dynamic duo having Pastor Spearman and Pastor Johnson together traveling through the city, and then to have them be stabilized here was just a wonderful thing. And I know I was little and I was small, but I remember certain things, and I just remember how powerful Pastor Spearman was. And she's truly missed, but the things that she said to me personally, and every time I got into a bind, meaning, you know, doing little stupid teenager things, and she would always be the one that I would call on, and she never hesitated to pick up the phone or speak with me personally. I never really had to go through anyone, so that, you know, that stuck out to me, and she always had a very kind word and spiritual words to say to me, and I'm really, really thankful to have had that and have had her in my life and her ministry. And I'm glad for the tapes that I still have to look back on. If at any time I miss those Spearman moments, I still have those to look back on. So that's all I really have to say.
Well, I just got one more question for you. If you
just
use one word, can only use one word to describe her, what word would you use?
One word. Just one? You sure just one?
I know we can use, it's a whole bunch that you can think of.
I know.
But you have to choose one word.
One word would be powerful.
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 That's a good choice.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great choice right there. Yeah, that's a
Thank
great
you.
Choice.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, we appreciate you calling in, I mean, to this show. Matt, a lot of people have been calling in from all over. Go ahead.
Jermaine.
Yeah.
Remember every time we would get in trouble, we would call our Nancy and get saved.
It gets saved?
Yeah, so we wouldn't get beat.
That was more of the younger times, like the 11, 12, 13.
But she used to say what you want to be.
Sorry,
neck off.
You know, after
well,
that
this is something, though, when you just, I'm telling you, it gets real great when you just hear different people call in, because everybody had different experiences
mm-hmm.
with this great, powerful woman of God, but they were all great experiences.
Mm-hmm.
My experience may have been different from yours, but it all leads to the same thing, great.
Mm-hmm.
It all leads to love. She showed love to all of us, you know, and it's just an awesome thing. I'm really excited about coming together with different ones who I haven't seen in a while, and we coming together and giving God praise and just honoring this great woman of God. And I always say that she really deserves to be honored. I'm all for it.
7 3 9 7 6 3 1 9
Oh, it sounds like somebody about to try to call in on here tonight. Giving out the number. That's great. That's great. Oh, we have somebody else on here, but we thank you for calling in. You don't have to hang up. You can stay on with it because it's some good testimonies, people calling in and just taking us down memory lane, you know. Something,
mm-hmm.
when you hear certain people say stuff, and it'll spark up a memory. You'll be like, oh, dang, I remember that. And you probably didn't even think about that for years, you know what I mean? But it's something just listen to. So stay, hang on with us for a little while, if you can.
Okay.
Dr. Everett Kelly, how are you doing, my brother?
God bless you, man of God. How you doing?
Doing good.
Amen.
Thanks for calling in again.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Of the legacy of Dr. Nancy A. Spearman.
Yes.
I was telling everybody, this is such a great thing. We couldn't just do one show. We had to do a couple. we had to do a couple shows like this.
Amen.
So since you called in, Dr. Kelly, what's on your heart, man? You know, tomorrow is the Gospel Jamboree Revival. We're going to be honoring Dr. Spearman. Coming together, praising God in unity and, you know, just fellowshipping together. How is that making you feel? Like, where are you at with it?
I'm excited. I'm very excited, amen, and I look forward to a great time in the name of the Lord. But Jermaine, before I go any further, I have another friend that I had to call in to. He's on the line, too. Brother Jonathan, can he say a few words? The barber master, Brother Jonathan, amen. Brother John, how you doing, my brother?
Hold up. Hello?
Hey, how you doing?
Is that Jonathan right there?
Yes.
God bless you, brother.
What's going on, my brother?
How you doing?
Doing good, man. Doing good. I can't really hear you that clear.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you better now.
Well, you
called in on the show, man. Tell us what does the legacy of Dr. Nancy A. Spearman mean to you, man?
As you know, I talk crazy about the church, but every now and then I had to sneak away from the old Baptist church and give me some real Pentecostal, twist-stopping type of church. And you know what I'm talking about, Doc. I'm talking about getting placed in the spirit, passing out. I'm talking about getting a dance on. The first time I ever cut the rug was at that
Hello?
Hello?
Yes?
Hello?
Yes. Who am I talking to now? Who is this?
This is Apostle Doris in Jacksonville, Florida.
Oh, how are you doing?
I'm great and excited about tomorrow. I just only hate that I couldn't be there for the Gospel Jamboree that Pastor Johnson informed me that we were having because I already have a previous engagement scheduled. But I know there's going to be great and exciting things going to happen, and I know it's going to be a high time in the Lord.
Yes, it is. It's going to be an awesome time. Well, since you called in, we just had a caller that just called in. I'm going to try to get back to him. The phone, it was really staticky, but I could hear you kind of clear.
Okay, great.
What does Dr. Nancy A. Spearman's legacy mean to you?
I mean, it's an impartation that you don't find in these days and times too much. I had been knowing Dr. Spearman since I was a child. She used to travel through Jacksonville, who were in the Pastor Johnson. They was calling Evangelist Spearman and Johnson, and we knew that she stood for holiness. And every time when we were children, when she was coming through, we knew to make sure that our life was lined up because the Holy Spirit would show her anything. But the great impartation that she had was living the life of holiness, preaching and teaching holiness, and laying on hands and showing us and teaching us how to live. And I thank God that I'm a part of that impartation for years that she laid hands on me, and everything that she has spoken have come to pass. So that legacy lived on through a lot of us that had the opportunity to have a great encounter with her and a relationship with her, and the laying on of hands from her and the impartation that she carried. And I thank God for that, because my life is a life of holiness, a life of speaking the truth and teaching the truth. And I thank God for the mantle that she carried, and it still lives on today, and we're still celebrating it. I would never forget it, never forget it.
Well, since you go back since a child, give us something, give us a memory of something that stood out to you during the different experiences you had with this great woman of God.
Well, I know when she would come in town to Jacksonville, I know that she wouldn't really speak to anybody until the revival was over. But while she was in the church, the word of God that she brought forth was so authentic, until when you wasn't saved, it made you wanted to get saved and then to live saved, and not only that, but to live holy. I remember the prophetic mantle that rests upon her, and when I can use myself for an example, when she spoke into my life what God was going to do in my life, I was going to preach, I was going to prophesy, I was going to travel the world, and I was like, okay, I know this woman is out here, I am 11, 12, 13 years old, but that's not me, because I don't speak in front of people. But I thank God that she stood on it every year and kept teaching it and kept prophesying it. And just the way she carried herself, her mannerism and how she spoke, she was always loving, always kind, regardless of a situation. I always seen the anointing on her. Then I also seen her when she wasn't under the anointing, when she was just herself, Pastor Evangelist Spearman, when she was still able to laugh, still able to have fun, and still able to make good, clean jokes, and still turn around and teach you how to live holy. So that life of experience as a child was just, you know, very authentic and just very precious to me. And to this day, I can remember, and I have taught my children and teach my children and the people that God allows me to pastor holiness and realness and being just who God made you. And that's what she said. Be whoever who God made you and nobody else. Don't try to walk in nobody else's shoes. Just walk in the shoes that God has given you. And then when he begin to use you, you would know that nobody can do it but God. You would know that it's the anointing and the power of God is the one that's using you the way he's using you. So I learned a lot. Just be who God has called you to be and walk in that anointing.
Wow. That's great. That's great. Well, we thank you for sharing that. We thank you for sharing that with us. We want you to stay on the line. We have a lot of callers on here waiting. So you can stay tuned, just stay plugged in so you can get a chance to hear the different testimonies that's on here.
Okay.
But we thank you for calling in.
Okay, and thank you.
Hello, caller from an 843 area code.
Yeah, my name is Bishop Simon Jenkins. I'm in Marion, South Carolina. I met Evangelist Spearman and Evangelist Johnson in Beaufort, South Carolina. I think it was in 1975, and asked them to come to our church. My mother's pastor, and we hosted a parade. Everybody wearing black and white. But in the meantime, I was glad for them to live at my house. They would come here and stay and run a revival for us at our church, Refuge Family Worship Center, for 2 weeks. Then they would go to our other church in Pamplico for 2 weeks and go to Little Rock for 2 weeks. And even with running revivals in Bennettsville and other surrounding areas, it still was a pleasure for us to host them at our house. They were perfect guests. We did not have to spoon feed them. They were independent. They were ladies in every respect. The two evangelists and music player, Brother Everett, just were good people. We've had many people to come and go, and these were people after all of those years are real people. It was certainly a great pleasure to have them and to host them, and I'm thanking God that there were ladies in my house. Sometimes my wife was home, sometimes she wasn't. Did not matter. We were true brothers and sisters in the Lord. One of the major things that she did was that even preaching in our church, she looked straight at my face with a mic in her hand and said, even though I'm living in your house, I still preach hell at you. And she's just a plain person and did what she wanted to say, what she wanted to say. She caused many people to be saved, many people to be revived, many people to accept their ministry, and many of them she did not know. I called the name years later, and she could not place them, but that seed was sown, and I was able to see a lot of those seeds come to maturity. One of the greatest things that blessed me down through the years was when she had, I think it was the 18th pastoral anniversary, and Evander Johnson invited me to speak on that occasion. And my children grew up with her coming in the house. She was just another family member. Gerald probably still has the key to my house and still welcome. In the meantime, during the 18th anniversary, she got a surprise speaker, and I happened to be that person at that time. My children, even though out of the house, out away from home, my baby girl flew from California to Jersey. My son flew from Georgia to Jersey, and the other one, I forgot where that one came from, but we all came to Jersey to be a speaker and to let her know how much we appreciate her, and that was one of the highlights of my life with her. And even now, when we get a chance, we drive to Jersey from South Carolina to spend some time with Pastor Johnson and to enjoy the goodness of the Lord, and to reflect on the good times we've had down through the years. They are truly saints of the Most High God. And Sister Spearman, I say Sister Spearman, there'll be no disrespect, but to that great preacher and pastor, we have had a lifelong relationship, and our relationship, even though not natural blood, but the spiritual blood, continues to tie our hearts in Christian love.
We thank you for calling in and sharing that. And before you go, I'm just going to ask you this one question. If you were to give me one word, you can only use one word that would describe this great woman of God, what word would that be, sir?
That word would have to be spiritualist. Do I need to explain? Yes.
No, you don't have to explain, sir. We got you when you say that. We got you. We understand. We thank you, man, for calling in. You don't have to hang up. But we have some more callers on here. We want to get everybody a chance to say a little something. And we appreciate you taking out the time and sharing with us as we honor the legacy of Dr. Nancy H. Spearman.
God bless you. Thank you so much.
No problem. Pastor Everett Kelly?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, when the guy called in, it was a lot of static. I don't know what was going on. I couldn't really hear him that good.
Okay. Pastor Brother Jonathan, the barbershop man. His phone only couldn't hear you.
Oh yeah. I couldn't really hear him that good. I hope you've been spreading the word in the barbershop about the Gospel Jamboree revival.
Yes, sir. I hope you've been spreading the word about the Gospel Jamboree.
It kicks off tomorrow, man. Tomorrow, 7 p.m. The meet and greet kicks off at 6 o'clock or 5:30. I believe it's 5:30 it kicks off, the meet and greet.
Okay.
And then on Saturday, 11 o'clock, the parade from the Battle of Monument all the way down to Mill Hill Park. And the service will kick off at 1 o'clock down at the Mill Hill Park under the tent. And our preachers, man, we got great preachers coming tomorrow. We have tomorrow night, Dr. Celeste Washington will be preaching Friday. And on Saturday, outside under the tent, our Pastor Darryl Hill from New York, he will be preaching under the tent, man. So it's going to be a powerful time, man. You know what I mean? We're encouraging everyone to come out, man, support. And just come help us honor this great woman, her legacy, and let's come together in unity and strength, man. And if there's anything you want to say, man, what does the legacy of Dr. Nancy H. Spearman mean to you, Brother Jonathan?
Well, there's so many things I can say, but, you know, the only thing I can really say that I remember her by is, get it in. I didn't hear nobody say that tonight. I needed to hear that, Doc.
Oh, you need to get it in.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Get it in.
Remember that? You don't remember the handkerchief going around, though. Yeah.
Oh, man. Come on.
Yeah.
The handkerchief? What?
Yeah. Well, listen. Since you're talking about get it in, maybe you need to swing by tomorrow, 2931 West Front Street, so we can all get it in.
I'm going to definitely be there.
Come on, man.
I need somebody to have a super soaker olive oil ready for me, because I'm trying to get my deliverance tomorrow.
Hey.
Doc, I'm trying to have a good time in the Lord tomorrow, for real. I'm telling you.
Well, that's great,
I like to worship God, too, but I like the praise and worship is nothing like it, though. We sitting here in the diner out in Ewing, and we just sitting here, and people just looking at us like we sitting here talking about God, but when it's real, you got to keep it real, Doc. And I love it.
Yeah, man.
Too. Yeah, so
that's great.
I miss that. I miss that old church. It was a place where the youth of Trenton, New Jersey, could go and just like rid out and just give God praise, get deliverance constantly. And that's why a lot of young people, the youth of Trenton, like where has that gone? Where people could 12 o'clock at night, 1 o'clock at night, had elders, older people, such as Pastor Spearman, that cared about their deliverance, man. Where's that at? That's what we need. I mean, she is definitely a legacy. A lot of people don't, and not to put down a lot of pastors, and I love Trenton, I love our pastors, I love our churches, but a lot of people don't have that care to be up in their church 1, 2 o'clock in the morning really praying for people getting deliverance, man. I mean, you know, with all the stuff that's happening in the city of Trenton, we need that right now, man. We need that.
Yeah, you're talking about deliverance with no time restraints put on it. Well, we just,
that's right.
You there and
that's
let God
right.
just do what he's going to do. Yeah.
That's right.
I understand. You know, I came up during that time, man. Time didn't exist in the service.
That's right.
Time
she didn't
was
look
in the
down at nobody.
The service, man. You got
that's
out when
right.
you got out. You know what I mean?
That's right.
Yeah.
Come as
but, you know, in this day and time, bro, everybody has got their careers and everyone, you know, got their own agendas. Busy, you know, doing so much stuff, and everybody just puts a time on it and say, you know, we don't need all that, don't take all that. But
that's right.
If you look at our city, you see it probably takes more than that to get this
That's
thing
right.
straight, the things we're dealing with in this city, man. You know what I mean?
That's
with
right.
our young people dying in this city left and right. We do need that, man. We do need deliverance, man. We need,
constant
we need some patience.
Constant.
Yeah, constant. Yeah, you're right. I
right.
agree with that, man.
She
wow,
can see
I'm
you
look,
somewhere
I'm
and give you that
smart.
Look. She knew.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
We miss her. We definitely miss her, man. All right, Doc.
Wow. Well,
God
thanks
you, man.
For calling
see you
in, man. Thanks for being a part of this show, man.
Thank you for having me. We're definitely going to be praying for you, Doc. All right. Love you, man.
Thanks, man. We appreciate it.
Yes, sir. God bless you.
Pastor Kelly. So you still there?
Yes.
All right.
Yep.
Well, listen, since you're on the line before I move on, man, we only got a few minutes left on the show today. Is there anything that you want to say, Pastor Kelly? Anything else that you want to say that's on your heart?
I'm just blessed to hear all the saints of God hearing. I wish they would be there, and maybe next year we can have a bigger support. But I believe many people won't be able to make it, but they're going to be supporting. And I believe, as I was heard, my man of God, Pastor Simon Jenkins, who's on the line, how we went through Marion and how God would fall so mightily, and we thank God. He was so grateful. Amen. We used to use this car to drive to Bennettsville, South Carolina, going down that little skinny road. Fog be so thick. You couldn't hardly see your way. Pastor Spivin, she was a God bless her. She was a backseat driver from my heart. Every look out for the truck in front of it. Look out for the truck. Oh, that's a loose car. That's a loose car. I said, Mama, the truck way up the road. She said, look out for him. I said, Lord, have mercy. Well, we just thank God for the mighty God. I'm expecting the unexpected. I'm expecting God, the move of God. And she gave a liberty of the Spirit of God. And like the Brother Johnson was saying, if she was here today, I believe that she would be praying and really calling people together to come against the spiritual warfare of the city and do prayer. The fetching fervent prayer for righteous men availeth much. And I pray to God continue to bless. I pray, but Jermaine, I don't know if anybody said, I thank God for you, man of God, for even allowing us to come on the air and to share about this legacy of this great woman of God. I pray God continue to bless you, strengthen you in your endeavors. Amen. Well, we're excited. Those of you can come. Amen. Like Pastor Scribner said, come by bus, come by train, come by tricycle, bicycle. Come, amen, to Trenton, New Jersey, where the Spirit of God will be moving mightily. Amen. God bless you, brother.
All right. Thanks, man. Thanks. Pastor Gibson?
Yes, sir.
Still on the phone, Pastor? Yeah.
I am.
Pastor Gibson, listen, we got a minute and 40 seconds left. I just want you to take the rest of the show out with this last minute and 50 seconds.
Amen. First, Minister Jermaine, I do want to make a correction because I don't want anybody to think that we're doing anything crooked in honoring this woman of God. But Dr. Celeste Washington will be preaching on Friday and on Saturday. Pastor Darrell Hill will not be there on Saturday because of an emergency. So I did want to make that correction. You know how the enemy is. He'll try to say we tried to hoodwink somebody and we never want to come that way, so I just want to make that correction. But to all of you who have called in, we're so grateful for you picking up that telephone and talking about Dr. Spearman. We know that she was a woman of faith. She was a woman who believed in healing. She was a woman who would preach in her sleep. She was a woman who encouraged other women to pick up and go and do the will of God. And she not only encouraged the women, but she encouraged men too. And so she was special to all of us, and I'm just so grateful, along with all of you calling from all over the world, from North Carolina, from Boston, from Ohio, from, you know, all over, Marion, I heard, South Carolina, Florida, and right here from Trenton. We are so blessed and honored to have known this woman of God. God bless you all. If you can't make it on tomorrow night, guess what? We're going to get it in and get it in again. Just for you. God bless you.
Well, God bless everyone. Thanks again. And come out tomorrow for the Gospel Jamboree Revival. Blessings.